It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And always, we want to thank our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Schoolcraft College. The computer graphics design program at Schoolcraft is like the perfect melding of art and computer technology. So if you know somebody who's like very artistic, but they're like, I'm not an artist, I don't know how to do this, but they also like love the computer stuff, and they're, anybody can learn that, I feel like. So if you know somebody who's like graphics oriented or artistic without a direction and is looking for a direction, that's one of the great things about Schoolcraft is they will help you find a direction, whether you're taking classes in the continuing ed department like I am, just because I want to learn more things, I want to enhance my hobbies, or if you're a student trying to figure out, okay, what do I want to do as a career? What do I, you know, how do I want to spend my all of my working days? They can help you find a direction, and I like to say they are the Elizabeth Warren of community colleges.
I want to tell you.
I got a class for that.
Yeah, exactly. I just talked to one of my daughter's friends who is a senior right now, and I asked her, where are you going to college? And she said, well, actually, I'm going to go to Schoolcraft for the first year. You would have thought I was the president of Schoolcraft. I was like, oh, my God. Okay, listen, this is great because you don't even know how smart you're being with this decision.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's affordable. They've got great classes online. It's a beautiful campus with a lot to offer. Check them out online, schoolcraft.edu. Okay, and I love that you were so positive to this young woman, because that's like – the opposite of today's topic.
Yes. You know, I thought, I've been, again, every time that we probably do a podcast for the year, I'm going to mention how I'm reading a book.
Awesome.
But it probably is going to be the same book I'm reading the whole year. So this book that I was reading, it just one blurb has stuck with me, and it's kind of why I said we should do, you know, a show about this. It said it's about healing yourself from within. So how your thoughts can help you heal your body, your mind, and all this kind of stuff. And it said basically, here's one of the things, stop complaining because nobody cares.
And
it was
a gentle self-help book.
No, exactly. Right. But right there in your face. And I really had to think about it, because when I tell people, like over the last 2 weeks when I was talking about this, and I would talk to a friend about it, I felt like I had to point out, not like if I ask you how you're feeling and you're, you know, not like that kind of stuff. But, you know, the things that I find that bother me is when people continuously complain about the same things, but they're not doing anything to change it. Right.
Right.
And it's just like you want to say to your friend, it's been the same thing. I mean, there are things that you could do to change this or fix it. And, you know, you're not doing it, but you're still complaining about it.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's, I looked up definitions, of course, nerd
Perfect.
That I am. And
Perfect.
That is a chronic complainer. They are never satisfied. They focus on setbacks over problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they ruminate on the problems. And now the problem with being a chronic complainer And so I was thinking about this after we decided on the topic, and I realized that times in my life that I found myself complaining, especially about the same thing over and over, is when I felt helpless or powerless.
Okay.
Like, I know I complained about my job a lot before I left it.
Mm-hmm.
because it was, I felt powerless there.
Yes.
So I finally was like, okay, the only way I'm going to get any power back is just to leave this.
Right.
And fortunately for me, I was in a position to be able to do that.
Because that's a big one.
As
a friend, if you hear someone, they're constantly complaining about their job, you want them to feel better because you know they don't feel good. And you think, how bad does it feel to dread every day going into the same place? That's just not good for your psyche. It's not good for your health. I mean, that kind of stress can bother you in other ways.
Yes. And also part of the problem is, again, nerd that I am.
Yeah.
I love reading books about the human brain.
Yeah.
And one of the articles I just read reminded me of a book I read years ago. I will look up the name of it. Did just get back from traveling. That's my excuse.
There you go.
I'm a little behind on my prep. But your brain wants to do things the most efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you complain about something, the neurons build a little bridge between the thing you're talking about and what you say or feel about it. Mm-hmm. So it's like if my job to me equals bad, my brain will build a little bridge because then the next time I talk about my job, it's, and what was the analogy that the article used? It was like, your brain is very efficient. It's not going to build a temporary bridge every time there's a connection. Mm-hmm. It will build up a permanent bridge.
Right.
And eventually it just becomes, it's easy to cross that permanent bridge because it's there.
Right.
And suddenly you're doing it all the time without even being aware of it because you have rewired your brain.
Exactly.
To complain.
Well, there's obviously a lot of people out there that have chronic complaining. I have to imagine because that's where, remember that character from Saturday Night Live? Was it Debbie Downer?
Oh, yes.
Everything was bad.
Yes.
You know, oh, it's such a beautiful sunny day. Oh, I don't have any sunglasses. You know, I mean, she would complain about everything and it was funny, but characters like that always come because you've met people like that, right?
Exactly. There are people who just focus on the negative. And if you know someone like that, well, I don't know. The article said, I thought this was very funny. They said, you can rewire your brain back the other way. You know, if you can rewire it to do that, you can rewire it back the other way. However, chronic complainers are the type of people who won't believe that's possible.
Right. Oh, that won't work for me.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, you know that Nextdoor app?
Yeah.
It's called Nextdoor. One of the biggest complaints on there, and it's dry. Now, you know, I can even see.
You're going to complain about the complaint?
That's one of the, you know, it's funny. I downloaded, which we're going to talk about, like the top 16 things. We might not get to all 16 that people complain about, but the last one was complaining about people complaining. But, and so, you know, they complain all the time about people leaving dog feces on their yard or not, you know, picking it up. And it's constant. And people on the app are getting so mad because people are posting pictures of it. Like, I need to see a picture. I believe you. There's a dog went to the bathroom on your yard. I'm super sorry. People are now almost ganging up on these other people saying, can we just stop it? You don't know what happened. You know what? The girl or the guy who, whoever was walking the dog, the bag may have fell out when they were walking. They didn't even realize it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, maybe they just forgot to bring a bag. I mean, I've done that where I walk on them. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot to bring a bag. And so like if something bad happens, I mark the spot and then I like run home, get a bag and, you know, come back to the place and clean it up. But now they have those Ring doorbells. So they're like posting people that you don't know what really happened after or why it happened. And it's one thing of dog feces in your yard. I know it sucks, but it's not that bad to have to go online and complain. And there's so many, you have no idea. I could show you right now in my neighborhood, 25 complaints about this going on or in all different areas. This is not just my neighborhood. It's surrounding areas as well.
Oh, so, well, I got to tell you. So I used to post on, not a lot. I think I only did it once, really. I make it sound like I did a lot because I noticed it a lot. There is somebody in my neighborhood who will, you know, take care of the problem and put it in the bag, but then they leave the bag in the street. And I'm like, who do you think is
that was recently on that someone did it and left the bag on the sidewalk. And people were like, well, at least they, you know, put it in a bag.
Oh, I got to the point where, because, you know, I run a lot. Mm-hmm. And I got to the point where I was seeing it so often that I'm like, I'm going to start stalking all the dog walkers in my neighborhood. And then I realized, okay, it's not.
You don't
have the time for that.
No. But so that's for me. I can't even go on and see this. But one of the top 16 complaints, which kind of goes in that, is Facebook statuses. Like you complain. I find myself doing this. Like, oh my gosh, if they post one more a happy, great, wonderful time they're having, you know, I'm going to shoot myself, you know? And they even said, why complain about it? If you always see that this person, you know, posts the same stuff all the time or their posts are irritating, just, you know, you don't have to unfriend them. You just like kind of
You can mute them, block them.
And it's so true. Why don't you just do that?
Yeah.
Because, and I actually have done that once, but I don't know why I'm too scared to do it more often, but some people post like the same complaints or, you know, things all the time. And you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, stop it. And this one person would constantly post about a show I enjoyed watching.
Uh-huh.
America, where they sing with Simon Cowell, it used to be.
America's Got Talent?
No, the other one.
Oh.
Where Carrie Underwood came from.
Do you want to be a star or something? I don't know.
The original singing.
American Idol.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, did I say that? Like, okay.
Did you?
Anyway,
I didn't hear. Maybe my,
no.
Hello, I'm sorry.
No.
But they would complain all the time about the judges' things. I mean, rant for like the entire show. So every time, you know, commercial comes on, you're bored, you go to Facebook. It was always there. Finally, I'm like, I can't take anymore. And I unfollow.
Okay, well, that kind of complainer is a venter.
Oh, and look at that. I walked right into it.
They usually have an agenda. Mm-hmm. They are focused on themselves and their own experience. And they don't want advice. They don't want solutions.
Nope.
They just want to feel validated.
Yes.
So when that person goes on and lists all their complaints about American Idol, all they really want is someone to say, you're right.
Yes. I think that, you know, I've mentioned before, I listen to Dr. Laura sometimes.
Yes.
And I think some of the people that call into her show are that, are venters, because they'll say it. And every piece of advice she gives, they're like, I tried that. Or I already did that. That won't work. He won't. And finally she goes, well, apparently you have all the answers and you've tried everything. So thank you for your phone call. Mm-hmm. We're moving on. And I'm feeling the same way. Like, if you've already, like, that sounds like, you know, I just want you to listen to me, Dr. Laura. I just want to vent to the world, you know, but I've already tried everything and nothing's going to work. So, you know, they just want more people to hear.
Yeah, and it's funny because I have a couple friends, I think you're among them, who I will call occasionally and say, okay, can I vent?
Yes.
Or talk me off the ledge.
Sure.
But I'm aware when I'm doing it.
Yes.
And I try not to do it all the time because I know I don't like listening to it.
Right.
And so I don't want to force, but there are times. Sometimes it's, I don't know, it's like it, if I say it out loud, it's out of me now.
Yes.
And it can help me heal a little or at least forget about the situation if I'm not carrying it around mm-hmm. with me.
Now, here's one that I did think of you right away.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, God.
But maybe I'm wrong. Now, I have another friend who I know this pertains to. I'm not sure, so don't, maybe.
Okay.
Number 8 on the list was people who complain about typos and grammatical errors.
Oh, yeah, I am. I have a sign.
That's why I'm always scared to say, like, things, like charcuterie board, or what was it again?
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. That's a lovely charcuterie board.
I have a friend for Christmas one year gave me one of those signs that said, I am silently correcting your grammar.
Yeah, okay, see.
Well, I try to do it silently most of the time.
Yeah.
You have no idea how much I do silently.
I do it in my head now because there's so much of it online and with smartphones and, you know, people send you a text. They,
yes.
You know what they mean.
Right.
To try and correct every single person just gives them. My brother is one of those ones who, you know, he puts it out there and he's a venter and he's probably everyone on this list.
Oh, my gosh.
But it doesn't get you anywhere to complain about
no.
it. People are not going to change. They're going to be, if they're bad at grammar, especially online posting grammar, you know,
I don't know. One of my favorite things is still, because I love Twitter. I find Twitter very entertaining, more so than any social media. And because it forces people to be witty in a short space of time. And a lot of people really are. And of course, I don't like all the politics that's on there now. It was much more fun a couple years ago. But I still am highly entertained by somebody who will vent at somebody or vent about something, and then the person they are targeting will simply respond with star your spelled correctly.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that just happened. There's these two football players that are going back and forth right now because one of them is going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And he was calling him out. The other one who used to play on the team and kind of in the same position was calling him out on something. And the guy that was calling
just
him out on something.
His grammar.
No, the guy that was like the calling the other guy out.
Yeah.
He wrote, accept the challenge and be a man or whatever. But he put it E-X-E-P-T.
Oh, no.
And he said, and the guy wrote back, hey, it's accept A-C-C-P-T. But I really don't have time because I'm to go into more detail because I'm getting ready for a Super Bowl. Yeah.
And yeah, I do. So, see, I find grammar humor very, very entertaining.
So now, I always tried not to complain very much. For one, I feel like when you're around the same people, like if I kept complaining about the same thing, like, you know, even like my constant, I have brought this up, shoulder pain. I try not to even say that anymore in front of my family because I feel like they're all just all like rolling their eyes, shoulder pain. You know what I mean? So I just try to keep that to myself. And then especially after reading the book where it said, stop complaining, nobody cares. No, I really just like don't say it, right? But then I was reading this article and there's some funny things that you probably don't even realize that you're complaining about. And it's not like I'm complaining out loud about it, but the number one thing on here was slow but free Wi-Fi, which I kind of started dying laughing. I was like, yeah, people are like, oh, this is so slow. And they were like writing, stop everyone complaining, because before you know it, these coffee shops might be like, okay, want to know what, people will get faster, but it's $2 an hour that you sit here. You know, don't complain about something that's free. And I don't complain about it, but when I go to see a video on YouTube or whatever, if it even takes more than like 5 seconds to upload, I go, you know, this isn't life-changing. I'm moving on. And I just say it to myself. I'm not complaining to anyone, but I'm just like, who has the time? You know, but it's 5 seconds. And I think of just how much faster things are nowadays in the world than they used to be. And here I am complaining 5 seconds to see like a video that just happened somewhere in the world.
That's hilarious.
Another one was, oh, well, here's a big one. I thought this would be, I don't know if they listed this in order of what the most complaints are about, but I bet you guys can guess what would be in this list. And it's the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You want to know what? It is what it is.
Right?
Right? We can't. I don't like to complain about things I really cannot change. Like,
yes.
If it's cold, it's cold. Why do we all have to complain about it? Yesterday, and I was up north for the weekend. I was saying earlier before we started recording today, for a hockey tournament, there's a lot of dead time when you're waiting for hockey games to start. And I was on Facebook a lot. If I don't need to see one more post about snow.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh.
It's Michigan. It's going to snow.
Right.
You know?
And yes. That's
yeah,
what
you,
I was
you
thinking.
You might not have enough money to go move somewhere nice and warm or to take a vacation every year, but just get used to it. Yeah. Please stop complaining about
it. Just have like warm boots and socks and a warm coat, and it is what it is. I mean, that's how we are here in Michigan. You know, that's what I've said. Like, put an extra hat on, whatever. Don't complain.
I'm going to do a little self-promotional plug here.
Oh, good.
Well, because you know I used to be a part-time weather reporter.
Yes.
And I'm actually going back, and I will be doing that again in 2020.
Woo.
But one of the things that always cracked me up was, and it didn't happen to me very often, of course, because I was part-time, but then you start hanging around weather reporters and like on days the weather's bad, invariably somebody will see a weather. Thanks a lot. Like they're in charge.
Right. Exactly.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. You didn't like the rain I ordered. Let me put you down for some sleet
right,
for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Like, just cracked
me up. Just report it. I'm not creating it.
That made me laugh every time because I'm like, especially if somebody said something to me, I would laugh because I'm like, okay, I'm not a meteorologist.
Right.
I've been trained and I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
But if I get it wrong, you know,
But I feel like you probably wanted to say, let me go to your job and heckle you every time you're making a mistake or don't do something right, right?
Oh, as a bartender, I get that all the time too.
Like, really?
I don't come to your job and, you know, nitpick you about the way you do stuff.
Right. So you know that's a stand-up heckler's line.
Yeah. What is?
Oh,
I don't come to your work?
I don't come over. If somebody's heckling a comedian, it's called a stock line.
Okay.
And one of the stock lines is, hey, buddy, you know, why are you bothering me? This is my job. I don't come to your job and knock over the fries.
There you go. That's good. That's good. Something I probably do complain about is when people try to turn like a really good thing into a complaint. And when they do that, I always say, oh, you're like the person who won the lottery and complaining because you have to pay the taxes.
That's called a humble brag.
Yeah. Or the person who's like, I mean, yeah, I lost all this weight, but now I have to go buy new clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Can we all agree that it's okay to complain about people talking during movies, though?
Oh.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
What do you mean okay?
I went and saw a movie last week. Somebody came in late and mumbled through the whole movie.
No.
I wanted to kick the back of her
seat. I can't even.
So bad.
Well,
so bad.
Was she... Not that this, but a lot of times, was she older? Because I always feel like,
Nope.
I can't stand that.
Just inconsiderate.
Why would you do that? Why?
I don't know.
And the person that's even listening to her, I mean, don't you want to go, you know what? Can we talk?
And her boyfriend was being quiet. He was, but, you know, still listening to her.
Oh, my God.
And she was on her phone for a few minutes. Oh, gosh, right in front of me. Drove me nuts.
Another one that's on the list that, I mean, again.
Okay, wait. First of all, I feel like we should talk about one thing we all complain about.
Well, number five on the list is flying.
Is it?
See what I was doing, Stacey?
I always cut you off.
I always have a good...
I know you do. You always have a good segue.
You were so in sync, you didn't even know it.
Steal
yes.
it. No, I always steal her
number
segues.
Number five, flying.
I feel like you should start complaining about that.
Stacey
about
you,
always steals my segues.
So here's another thing. Like, I guess I don't really complain because, again, what can I do about it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm glad to get from one place to another safely. I'm glad that there is such a thing that can get you from, you know, Michigan to California in 5 hours. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. These are all amazing things. So what if, you know, the pre-boarding thing is a hassle, or you get on and people are bumping and everything. It's just what it is, people. You know, let it go. I saw a sign yesterday. I think it was on Twitter. And it was like a person that, you know, you see people out in the streets and they're usually holding up signs that say, like, you know, need money. Yeah. I'm hungry or whatever. But he was holding up a sign like on a piece of cardboard or whatever and said, thank you for not standing up when the plane landed. Which I don't complain, but it is. We talked about the pet peeves before. It is a pet peeve of mine.
Why was that?
It just landed.
Why was that a thing recently? Because I saw that on somewhere too. And somebody said, you know, hey, forget the people who stand up when the plane lands. Maybe they just need to stretch their legs. We need to be more angry at, and I can't remember who he was more angry at, but it was like cracking me up because he found another group of flyers to be.
The person that sits there until the very last minute, so when you're all supposed to be going off, like, you know, row by row by row, and then now they're acting like.
I'm going to think about it while you talk about seat sitters because it was pretty funny.
Well, because, you know, I will get back to this in a second.
Okay.
In my own good time, Stacey.
I know you will. But it's time for a commercial.
But I used to joke around back in the day when I was much younger and would go to stand in line at a fast food place because there wasn't a drive-thru.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'd stand there and there always would be long lines. And then the person right in front of you would finally get up to the counter and then they start looking at the board. I'm like, first of all, it's McDonald's.
Yeah. You pretty
much
know what
changing.
It is.
Second of all, what have you been doing in line the whole time? What have you been doing in line? But back to flying. Thank you. So one way to, you know, people complain about being sick.
Well, it was funny. I was flying home yesterday and there was families waiting to get on and this little toddler started coughing. And I'm like, oh, toddlers don't cover their mouths.
Nope. Yep. Germs.
Thank goodness for seat sitters.
So people complain about being sick and people complain about flying, apparently. Mm-hmm. So we can help you with that. Seat Sitters has a kit that you can get from bedbathandbeyond.com in the travel section. You can go to seatsitters.com. You can find it on Amazon. And it's a great kit that was, you know, designed especially to avoid germs and to help you to not be sick when you get to your destination or get home from a great vacation. It comes with a seat cover that perfectly fits the airline seat. It literally takes 5 seconds to put on. It comes with some kits come with hand sanitizer if you get one of their little bonus kits that they've been doing. Wipes to wipe off the armrest and the tray table cover.
Yeah, because you don't know what's been happening on there.
And a no nut sticker if you need that. So it's about $20. But
and you can,
I would
you
pay,
reuse it.
Reuse it 6 times. You can wash it, reuse it 6 times. And I would pay a lot more than $20 to stay healthy and not get sick because being on vacation or getting home from a great vacation being sick does really stink. So go to seatsitters.com today and get your seat sitters kit.
Okay, so I want to talk about if you find yourself complaining a lot.
Yes.
And because I've been there.
Okay.
And like we discussed earlier, you can rewire your brain, but it takes, you need to make an effort. Like, you know, if you keep talking about the same thing. So one way an article suggested was, you know, have an attitude of gratitude, which is a little artsy fartsy for me. I prefer to do it this way. And it has worked for me in the past. And I'm finding, maybe I need to do that again. So that's going to be my effort for the next couple of weeks. Instead of anytime I have something on my calendar or anything happening, instead of saying I have to, I say I get to.
Okay.
So instead of, I have to go do my podcast today. No, I get to go do my podcast today.
Well, one of the things on the list was getting up in the morning. People complain about all the time. They said, think of the alternative.
Right.
You don't get up. So I get to get up this morning.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And maybe at first that's the only thing you've got. Like, people are going through tough times.
Absolutely.
And maybe at first that's all you've got, but you can start with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying this coming from a place of both of us have gone through times when there were days where I was like, all right, well, I got up today and made the bed.
Yep.
And made it through the day.
Yeah.
And that was about it for the good stuff.
Absolutely.
And you do get, and I saw my cousin posted this thing on Facebook yesterday. I thought was kind of timely for today. It said, when you're having a bad day, realize that your ratio or whatever of getting through bad days so far is 100%.
That's an excellent way to look at it.
Isn't
it? I love that. Yes.
Like, you've gotten through them all.
And don't get us wrong. A complaint here
or there,
we all understand we're going through things. But when you know, you just find yourself, your friends are feeling like all you're doing, it, you know, try to rewire your brain.
Well, also if you start, like that's, I notice when I get that way, when I start to feel powerless or hopeless, and then I start paying attention to my dialogue when I talk
yes.
to people, and it's like, oh, wow. Well, no wonder I feel powerless. I'm not giving myself any power.
And sometimes I'll say, I'm even sick of hearing myself say the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, stop it, Lynn.
Yeah. I know. It's sometimes you have to give yourself a wake-up call.
Yes.
And turn your language around. But that's the great thing about our brains is
yep.
you can do that.
Yes.
Now, we would love to know what works for you and how you handle the complainers in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Visit.
And if you are a complainer, what are you complaining about?
Oh, yeah, we would love to know. And Lynn's going to put that list of all the 16 top complaints on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, which I love. You know, find us on Twitter. I would love to hang out with you on Twitter. I will not correct your grammar, I promise. We're also on Instagram. And thank you for joining us. We will see you next week.